Hello, I'm John Allsop, and this is the Internet Marketing 5 a Day. First off, a quote. The new way to invite people to an event is set up a Facebook event and invites. Okay, it might be the new way, but I find no one turns up. And I feel, well, for a start, I think there might have been a time when that happened. I think Facebook events used to arrive on your newsfeed in Facebook, so you'd see it as part of your newsfeed. Now it's kind of moved away, and you have to actually look at events. So most of the time, you don't actually notice that you've been invited to an event. And if you do, what you feel is, well, I've just been clicked on among many. The inviter might even have clicked a button to say invite all. So there's nothing special about that. There's no feeling that that person really wants me there. There's only the feeling that here's an opportunity. So it's as good as seeing an ad or seeing a thing in the newspaper. If that person phones me or emails me or texts me to say, look, I'm doing this event, I would really like you to be there and I think it's your kind of thing. And if that person isn't a marketing person, if they're doing it out of genuine friendship, then obviously I'm much more likely to turn up. So I'm really not sure that creating a Facebook event does anything at all, really. Anyway, if 10 people say they're going to turn up, possibly only half of them will. So I would, if it's an important event, obviously just creating a Facebook event isn't sufficient. So that was just, I guess, a critique of that sentence, that the new way to invite people to an event is to set up a Facebook event and invite. So I'm not sure that that's really true. In the same way that writing, direct mail, as direct mail became prevalent, there's the backlash, which is send a handwritten letter with a stamp on it and a handwritten address, and make it personal. And that's becomes much more powerful as the mechanized way of marketing takes off. Okay, something else. I am awful at this, but I try. When someone fills in your web form, so you say thank you very much for your order or for your inquiry or for joining our mailing list, then tell them what's going to happen next. So set their expectations. Use that opportunity to, first of all, you might want to say thank you for giving us that information. We take your privacy seriously and so on. We'll store it nicely and whatever. We'll never, all that usual stuff. I'm not so sure that that's the key thing. But what will happen next? Tell them what will happen next. You'll get your product in 2 days. We will call you back within 24 hours, that kind of thing. So you've set their expectations. And, if it is for a call back, then obviously if it's, if you leave it for more than 24 hours, then the momentum is lost. So your response should be fast. And so you promise it and then over-deliver. Excuse me. Lynn Truss, on the rudeness of modern life, she says, clicking menus and punching buttons are the nearest thing we get nowadays to asking a question. It's just bloody rude. And I think, excuse me a minute, what she's referring to here is help desks, help systems. You try and get in touch with your bank and you think you're about to get in touch with someone, whereas actually what you've ended up with is an automated responding system. And we all want cheaper services and cheaper products. And really, we don't want to pay for those kinds of additional help services. But it is bloody rude. You know, trying to... Have you ever tried to talk to anyone at Google or Amazon or, you know, any of the big companies? They will do their absolute level best not to talk to you. And it can be very frustrating and very rude. So there's an opportunity there in customer service. It's a small thing, but we've just had a new washing machine. Ours broke down a couple of days ago. I went into the nearest washing machine place that had been recommended by someone, a friend. I said, our washing machine's broken down. He said, we'll come this afternoon. And he added me to a list there and then in front of me. And I said, well, I'm just walking off to the supermarket. You know, it was about 1 o'clock or something, so I won't be back until after two. When I got back, the guy was stood at the door. He had a go at fixing it, couldn't fix it, so we ended up looking at a new machine. So we went back to the shop and ordered a new machine. That was installed this morning, the next day. The cost of the non-repair was taken off the cost of the machine. The machine cost less than John Lewis, the same machine, and it got installed for free. All very courteous, all very pleasant. You know, that's customer service, not hiding from your customers. Okay, next is the question, why does AOL Time Warner exist? We know why Apple exists, but we don't know why AOL Time Warner exists in the same way. We see kind of their market advantages. We know, we can kind of make it logical. But Apple has a story, and AOL Time Warner doesn't. So this is about having the story of your beginnings, where you came from, and the things that happened to you that made you the way you are. And finally, it's this idea of consistency. People need to act consistently with themselves. This is why Facebook like buttons are important, or one of the many reasons, because if you can get somebody to, say you sell, elephant cages. And if someone likes your Facebook page talking about elephant cages, then surely they must be interested in, at some point, purchasing an elephant cage, you'd have thought. So, and once they've made press the like button, there's... The psychology of consistency says that they then rationalise that they must be interested in your elephant cages because they press the Facebook like button. And so that makes them more likely to behave consistently with their own behaviour. Because to kind of go, oh no, I didn't actually want to buy anything, makes them look inconsistent. It feels uncomfortable to be inconsistent with yourself. So, just getting... That's part of the beauty of social media. If you can get somebody to follow you or get somebody to like your Facebook page or connect with you in some way, it is the first step in the consistency story that kind of says, in effect, well, you liked me, so you must want to buy something at some point, so long as I prove myself along the way. That's about it, I think. So that's it. Today's Internet Marketing 5 a Day, and I'll see you tomorrow. All right, cheers, bye.